This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, Scott Hennett live from the First International Bank and Trust Studios. That's what we're calling it today, because we're actually at the First International Bank and Trust in downtown Watford City. We are celebrating 100-year-plus businesses. I don't know what percentage last 100 years, but I'd say it's got to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 10, 20%. I don't know. That's just an extraordinary thing, and we're going to talk about a couple of them in just a minute. A little bit of breaking news out of the Supreme Court here. They have shot down that New York rule that set a really high bar for concealed handgun licenses. So the court has not ruled on a major gun case for like better than a decade. So that's a big victory for the Second Amendment. We'll definitely be sending shivers through the spines of most liberals now. They're gonna go into freak out mode over that. Maybe they'll protest about that instead of something that hasn't even happened yet, for crying out loud. But anyway, just a little bit of breaking news that has happened there. I wanted to introduce someone who's the president of a radio broadcast company that now is in the process of taking over a newspaper that is 114 years old. Think about that. The McKinsey County Farmer in Watford City, North Dakota, is soon going to be owned by a radio company, and the president of that radio company happens to be my partner, Steve Hallstrom. So congratulations, sir. This is a pretty cool deal.
Scott, it's been really awesome to get to know the people of Watford City. You and I have been here a lot, and we've known a lot about this community, but now to be a part of the business community here has really been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think I just think of Neil and Lisa Shipman and the legacy they've had, and how that really carries back 114 years. And for a couple of guys that are
something.
Yeah, and we're fortunate we have WDAY in Fargo. That's a 100-year-old company.
Yeah,
and you know, again, we have a great partnership with them. But you know, that legacy that we've sort of been the stewards of, now same thing with the paper. It feels pretty cool.
Well, it's a big load, isn't it? I mean, the responsibility of taking something that has been done so well, like you said, by the Shipman family for 39 years, I think it's been, that Neil and Lisa have been, you know, shepherding that company along, and now to have the opportunity to take something really great, bring some new ideas, but continue to serve the people of this community really well. It's a wonderful opportunity, but there's also a little bit of gravity to it too, because it's been done so well here for so long. But it's good, new ideas and fresh ideas, and Neil and Lisa will continue to be part of this community. They're not going anywhere, but for us to be able to take the great thing that they have built and continue moving it forward, I think is a professional opportunity of a lifetime, really.
Yeah, no, we're really excited. We're working on building a studio in the McKinsey County Farmer, right? We'll actually have it in the newspaper. There'll be a radio studio in the newspaper.
Yeah, a lot of people are wondering, why would you guys want to get into the newspaper business? And we said, well, we're in the radio business, and that's kind of crazy to begin with. So why not the newspaper? No, but it'll allow us to align the newspaper and the online, the printing, all the publishing, all of that. Align a lot of those things with our radio entity out here, KTGO Radio in Tioga. So it'll allow us to share resources, share content, news back and forth, sales efforts as well, make things efficient, and give opportunities for, you know, the great work that people here at the McKinsey County Farmer do to be shared on our radio properties and vice versa. So we think the two things combine to really allow us to do a lot, and excited to see how those things can all come together.
I asked Steve to stick around and to chat with our next guest, because for 111 years...
112.
Is it 112?
1910.
So I thought it was 111 that a Stengemann actually worked here.
No, 112.
Unbelievable. I messed up there. 112 years there's been a Stengemann that has been at First International Bank and Trust in McKinsey County, North Dakota. The chairman and CEO, Steve Stengemann, is here with us as well. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Great. I appreciate you asking me to join you.
Yeah, I like the bling you're wearing there, too. Look at the Under Armour shirt with the Live First logo and the whole deal. And that's the nice thing. I mean, the Watford City, you know, a pair of khakis and a polo shirt is pretty much the standard fare, isn't it?
That's our summer attire, yep. We wear suits and ties the rest of the year, but from Memorial Day to Labor Day, we go with polos.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, appreciate you guys coming to Watford City and, of course, investing in our community as well. It's bittersweet to see the Shipmans retire, but I know they're going to stick with you another 6 months, and they've done such a great job for, you know, generations in their family with the newspaper, and of course, they're very good friends of my wife and I, and we're very happy to see them sticking around in the community, but happy that they get a chance to retire as well.
What kind of a newspaper do they run?
In my opinion, they run the best weekly newspaper in North Dakota. Over the years, I've subscribed to a lot of weeklies in the state because we have banks all around the state and small communities and large communities. And I've always liked to subscribe to newspapers in those communities so I can keep track of, you know, what's going on with the economy and that sort of thing in, around the state. And for a long time, the McKenzie County Farmer, in my opinion, has been number one. And, of course, they've gotten lots of accolades and awards over the years from the newspapers associations, proving that. But they were the first to install color, numerous sections in the newspaper. And they just do a great job keeping track of what's going on in our community and reporting in a timely manner.
What advice do you have for the president of Flag Family Media and taking over, you know, an iconic operation like that? What advice would you give us?
Well, I think, for the next 6 months, you've got them on board with you, and they can teach you a lot. And, of course, I'm sure they'll be available for, consultation in the future if you have questions. But, you know, you guys are acquiring a 114-year archive of content, and, I can see lots of things you could do with that, days in this day in history kind of stuff. And there's just a lot of things going on in Western North Dakota, and having a newspaper right out here to help you guys report on that, I think is going to be great.
Steve, any questions for the other Steve here?
Well, I think it's a wonderful story about this community and how it's grown. Fastest growing county, fastest growing city. I mean, the number of lists of fastest growing, something has got Watford City or McKenzie County on it, no matter where you look. Tell us a story about how this community has grown. Obviously, the energy sector has been a big boost, but you don't have the kind of population growth and people that want to stay here. It's kind of been that transient community, or it was for a while, but now people come here. And maybe even if they want to leave the energy sector, they still want to stay here. So tell us how this community has built itself to be such a draw and to retain people the way it has.
Well, I think we've taken this boom and, tried to do it in an orderly fashion as far as our community goes so that we keep a community that keeps its rich history and develops in a way that is nice to look at. We've kind of tried to focus some of the industrial areas, in certain sections so that it doesn't spill over to residential areas and that sort of thing. And I think our city and county have done a good job with, helping with that with zoning and infrastructure improvements and that sort of thing. So I think, developing an 18-hole golf course, the park systems in town, the new schools with associated facilities and things like that. It's just helped our community have a look that is attractive for people to want to stay in.
The Rough Rider Center here is unbelievable. The first time I walked in there, I thought I might be in Chicago or something like that for a facility like that. But those are the kind of things that keep families here.
It is, and it's a collaborative thing. Our city and our school district and our county have done a good job of getting together and helping build facilities. The Rough Rider Center is a great example where, the city needed, the school needed more classrooms, a bigger, bigger facility for their high school, and they only had so much money, so they went to the city and said, hey, could you help us with the other facilities that we need, like for the athletic facilities and the football field and the baseball, softball fields and soccer and basketball and all hockey and all those kinds of things. And the city said, yeah, we've been looking for a rec facility, and we also need some convention space available. So, yeah, we'll collaborate with you. And, as a result, we've got the high school and the Rough Rider Center together. And now in the near future, we'll have the Bakken Skills Center on the same campus, and it's going to just really develop into a nice area.
there is a war on fossil fuels in this country right now, coming from some of the highest places in our government. And I won't go on to, I could get on my soapbox for a long time about the nonsense about the climate change. But I want to ask, does this community feel like if the powers that be clamp down even further than what they have already, that this is a community that can sustain itself even if energy is limited on the fossil fuel side?
Before you answer that question, we got about 30 seconds to the break.
Okay. So sorry, Scotty.
I want to hear the answer to this, so I'm just thinking we got to pick this up on the other side of the break if we need to. But
well, I think these, you know, climate change advocates and these Green New Deal type people, they're being proven that our country isn't ready for what they want. You know, I mean, everybody wants the clean air and the clean energy, and that's
of course,
a wonderful thing.
Who doesn't?
But what's happened was just the restrictions this president has put on it in the last 18 months has driven the price, you know, doubled gas prices and doubled oil prices and things like that. And it's hitting hard on the consumers.
So it's ironically sort of a good thing for ultimately making our argument.
Yes.
Right?
Very good thing.
Waking up, the lunch bucket crowd. You know?
Yeah, people are getting slapped with a little reality.
I want to finish on that point when we come back. Steve Stengem joining us. We're live at First International Bank and Trust in Watford City today. More with Steve Hallstrom and I after this.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheese at Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind at First International Bank and Trust today? Chat with Steve Stengem. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. telling you what, it's about that time you start thinking, what's for lunch? And if you head right now to West Main Avenue in West Fargo, you're going to love the lunch. Trust me on that. Or exit 292 in Valley City. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. So let's flesh out that that answer a little more. Steve, your question again, just to reset here for Steve, on the question of, hey, there are a lot of headwinds for the oil and agriculture industry. I think I would argue there's as many for ag as there is for oil right now, because they put it all in that green bucket. So just recast your question here.
Well, we know that, you know, the climate, it's like a climate change jihad right now on the fossil fuels. And, you know, you can argue till you're blue in the face and present all the data, but the majority of the American people are hearing a message continually that oil, natural gas, coal are going to kill you. And nobody ever can explain to you how you're going to die of climate change, but they just assume that at some point you are. So most people are like, yeah, I think there's something to it. So in that way, the kind of woke agenda has done a pretty good job. In communities like Watford City, where a lot of the industry, you know, is either, you know, centered on energy or it supports it, you wonder if the climate change folks get their way, will the economy of Watford City continue to grow? And that can only happen if you've built up things in the community to become more mature in its business sector. Just give us a kind of from a bird's eye view, as you have a front row seat to that, how that has developed, Steve.
Well, I think you're right about the climate change people and all this ESG stuff that's going on around the world. But what we've seen in the last 18 months is that that comes with a cost. And when you have the vast majority of the American people having to write the checks to pay that cost, whether it's, you know, increased food or increased gasoline or, you know, just all the effects of inflation caused by energy, you know, restrictions, which causes supply and demand to be out of whack, and there's more demand than there is supply. That's the dose of reality that's hitting everybody. And, you know, I get a kick out of, you know, everybody calling it climate change now, because just a few years ago they called it global warming. And when they actually determined that the world really isn't warming, then they're calling it climate change
right
now.
They needed a new scary term.
Yeah,
they needed a new scary term.
It's morphed into climate action.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the latest one, that if we don't take action, we will lose the world.
But, you know, North Dakota and Western North Dakota, like you said, this community, we have two major industries, and it's, you know, the oil and gas industry and agriculture, and they're both under fire. But as a result of, you know, what this administration has done for all this climate change stuff, we have high commodity prices right now for oil and, you know, for oil and gas, and for commodities like, you know, wheat and durum and the crops our customers grow.
So if you had to put a number on it, of the 112 years in the history of First International Bank of Trust, how much of this bank has been built on agriculture versus energy?
Well, it's mostly agriculture over the years.
See, I think people think you were born on third base because of all the oil out there.
Yep. I mean, the oil, certainly, you know, we've had these cycles come and go, starting in the 50s when they found oil here, and, you know, the late 70s and early 80s when we had the boom, and now again. And oil has certainly helped our community and helped our whole state, as you know. But it's fun to have both industries here and see them doing well, especially when it's raining outside.
I think of it as a three-legged stool. Ag is one, energy is another, and everything else goes into the third bucket. Is that fairly described?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Do you think energy's met agriculture yet, or is agriculture still the bigger stool?
Well, energy is probably getting pretty close, you know, when you add oil and gas and coal together. But, you know, agriculture still floats the boat in the state. So.
You said once that you need a strong community bank to have a thriving town. That's on the wall in the history wall here. What does that mean?
Well, I think, when I was growing up, I'd go around with my dad, you know, to sporting events, and we'd drive through communities all over North Dakota. And my dad would, you know, point out to me what Main Street looked like. And wherever there was a town with a good-looking Main Street, you know, my dad said, that's a good community banker. You know, and he knew those guys in all these towns. And he said, you can tell by a community just by driving through it what kind of banker they have. And if Main Street looked pretty good, and if the community looked like it was doing well, it was a community bank that was helping them out.
Is it daunting to know that you're part of this legacy of 112 years of Estengem walking into this bank?
Well, I think it's certainly gives you a goal every day, you know, to try to do well and do better. When I got to this bank full time back in 1982, I went in my dad's office and I asked him, you know, what do you want me to do? You know, what kind of things do you want me to focus on here in the bank? And Dad told me, as a community banker, you're going to spend half your time keeping this small town alive. And that's what I want you to do.
Banking, Steve, we know there's headwinds now. Federal Reserve just raised their rates to 0.75 basis point, and we may have another interest rate increase of a similar nature coming up here real soon. And that's going to, you know, change the equation for a lot of people in the business sector. So on the lending side for a banker, how does that change things for you, and what advice do you give to business people? Whether you're a farmer or whether you're running a big energy company, it's all about the same. You've got to run a business. What advice are you giving your clients on the business side right now? How to handle a changing interest rate environment?
Well, it's always about cash flow. And, you know, so whenever there's higher interest rates, you know, their payments are going to be a little higher. So that's what our business people have to look at. That's what we as bankers have to look at. Certainly increased interest rates cause some people some cash flow issues because of higher interest rates. Like, I think right now we did a little analysis on a $400,000 mortgage. We have... with the current mortgage rates compared to what they were 6 months ago, on a $400,000 mortgage, the payment has gone up about $1,000. That's tough. I mean, yeah. That puts some people out of contention for that home.
Well, a lot of your commercial borrowers are on 10-year notes that are going to adjust after 5 years. And if you're sitting there and it's 4.5 years since you took out that note and you're looking at an adjustment, that can throw you for a curveball, too.
It's going to be a bit of a shocker, yes, definitely.
Yeah. Mortgage rates, they're the same thing. We're seeing some increases there. Thankfully, not many people are on adjustable rate mortgages anymore.
Correct. Most people, you know, get the fixed 15 to 30-year mortgages, and so they're, you know, they're in good shape. Very few people have variable rates on their mortgages.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the most part, our customers and North Dakotans in general are pretty conservative. And they haven't, you know, gotten themselves in trouble. So we're pretty optimistic that, you know, our North Dakota customers are going to get through higher interest rates just because of their conservative nature. And during the good times, they paid off a lot of debt. And we're very optimistic that the economy in North Dakota should stay pretty solid.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys coming in.
This has been a good time to be here, good time to chat, and now we're neighbors.
And I appreciate you guys being in Watford City. I appreciate your willingness to invest in our community, and it shows that we've got some good things going on in Western North Dakota.
You sure do. That's the understatement of the show today. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Thanks, Steve.
Steve Estengem, the chairman and CEO of First International Bank and Trust, our guest on What's on Your Mind Today. All right, your answers to our text question of the day when we come back. Don't go away.
Hey, I'm sure you've heard the big news. Greta is back, and she's on Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time. Greta's taking on big business, big Washington, and big media at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Greta always gives you the real news. And she leads a great night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt, who's talking about Biden's economic train wreck. And then there's Eric Bolling, exposing the woke agenda. More than 20 million Americans watch Newsmax. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. If your cable news system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, switch to a system that does and download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. So tune into Newsmax tonight for Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, and Eric Bolling. Make the switch today to Newsmax.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court is releasing more opinions today and tomorrow. So far this morning, no opinion on Roe versus Wade. U.S. companies in May added the fewest jobs since the pandemic recovery began. Business payrolls increased by 128,000 last month. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is set to return to Capitol Hill Thursday morning for a second of 2 days of testimony, this time before the House Financial Services Committee. In front of the Senate Wednesday, Mr. Powell said the central bank's battle against inflation could lead it to raise interest rates high enough to cause a recession. Inflation is already running at a 40-year high, so what's next?
Progress toward expeditious progress toward higher rates. I'll say this, the committee, the center of the committee wrote down that rates would be between 3 and 3.5% by the end of this year, as of a few weeks ago.
USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
48 before the top of the hour, 10:32. You're listening live on AM 1100 The Flag, AM 550 Cape Fire. I'm trying to think how old the flag is, Todd. I think the 80s for KTGO, 1090, the Western flag. 2010 for 11, actually, for AM 1100 The Flag. And Cape Fire 550 is going to be 100 years old in 2025, so pushing 100 years old. Unbelievable. And our WDAY in Fargo is 100 years old.
KTGO is 1967.
Oh, is it really? Okay, I thought it was the 80s. So it's 67. Wow. Maybe it's Dave Gudtormson took over in the 80s. That could be what it was. Yeah. So I was told there'd be no math, but pushing 60. For KTGO, so that's pretty cool. And the young pup is, of course, AM 1100 The Flag. So that's a pretty cool story. Anyway, question of the day, and this is a text question: should Republicans fight as hard as the Democrats do? And the way I phrased that question was: are they fighting smart enough, hard enough? You know, but that's kind of a nuance. So we've gotten a lot of great answers to it, and you can also answer on the air today, 701-258-0550, and Todd will pop you on. Or you can text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. So a gentleman just came up to me here and said, Scott, I want you to meet a couple of people, and they're starting a new business here in town. I said, well, bring them on over, for crying out loud, because I want to find out about this. Tell me your names.
My name is James Collins.
I'm Susan Collins.
James and Susan, so husband and wife?
Yeah.
And you're starting a new business?
Yes, sir.
We are.
Where are you from?
Originally Montana.
Okay. Yep. How long have you been here?
Since 2010, was it?
Oh, wow. Yep. Awesome. What brought you here?
Oil filled. But we are a fourth generation flooring family. And we came out here and started installing flooring. And at this point in time, we've decided to open our own store, and it's pretty exciting.
Wow. So are you now out of the oil business?
That was just a five-year thing. I needed a break from crawling.
Yeah. Tell me the story. Do you miss it, or was that just an ends to the means? You always want to get back in the... I mean, do you move here to do flooring, or you move here to make some money in the oil business?
You know, at that time, in 2008, the flooring in any construction just stopped. So when you have a family, what do? You're like, I'm going to go, and I'm going to work.
What's your wife say?
She's saying, we have seven kids.
how many did he say, six?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, you're saying that's why you did what you did.
Yeah.
You tell me your version of that question.
It just was, gotta work, gotta feed these babies, make a life, and Wofford seemed like the place to do it.
Oldest is how old?
23. She'll be 23 here.
Youngest is how old?
13.
Wow, that's awesome. That is incredible. Yeah, that motivates you to just do what you got to do, right?
Very much so.
Yeah. What were you doing in Montana? The flooring thing?
Flooring,
okay.
Yep. Yeah.
So you left that for 5 years, and what did you do in the oil game?
I came out here and got a job in production flow testing, working in flowback. And actually loved it, but, you know, doing hitches 30 days on, 2 weeks off, that got hard being away from the family. So an opportunity opened up for me to go back to installing, and I did it, and it worked out good, and we built a good reputation and went from there.
So what's new in Wofford City? Tell me what you're going to do here.
Amazing floors and more. So basically we're bringing in an interior, exterior, stone, tile, custom flooring for everybody's budget, and hopefully cabinets and countertops here soon.
And how big of an area will you serve?
I was saying, did we lose Scott? We lost Scott. That's interesting. Prime opportunity for you to jump in at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. As I text, Scott, lost you. It's hard for me to multitask because I'm getting older. And lots of text pouring in at 701-237-1590. I can roll through a few of those while we're waiting. Why can't we reduce the regulations for daycare and let the moms have 5 kids in their homes, less government, more private? And why get the pay up so 1% can stay home until children are school age, so only one parent has to work? Government officials referring to me as workforce. It's beginning to churn my stomach. It's we the people. Remember? We remember. What happened to grandparents watching kids? This is a perpetual problem. Maybe the parent or parents should consider not having children or go to one-income home. This should not be a taxpayer burden. Churches and charities, of course, that implies every child is a planned child, and sometimes that doesn't, as we know, necessarily happen. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of gun rights advocates in a New York case. The high court ruling by a 6-3 margin, people can carry a handgun for self-defense.
Got me, Daniel?
So we got you now. Scott Hennen is back on What's in Your Mind.
So we'll finish the answer to that question, and we'll bid adieu to these good folks for spending a couple minutes with us on how big of an area are you going to serve with this?
Anybody. And there's no restriction.
No, I don't mean like who would, whether you're talking about flooring, or you're talking about commercial, residential, anybody, but I'm saying, do you go to Dickinson, for instance?
Yeah.
All right.
If they call, we go.
All right, so what kind of how wide is your circle?
So typically, as of right now, all of McKenzie County, Williston, Newtown, that's one too. Minot might be a little bit far, but, you know, if there's customers that call and, you know, they need something installed, if we can fit it in our schedule, we will. And Dickinson's another one, too. You know, it's an hour away, so.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. What's the address? What's your website address, and what is the telephone number?
The telephone number is going to be 406-529-7277.
You got to say that really slow again, but after you tell me the website, what's the website?
The website is amazingfloors.more@gmail.com.
Holy buckets. Okay, so tell me the telephone number one more time.
Telephone number is going to be 406-529-7277.
Pretty cool. That's cool. Tell those 7 kids hello from me. That's a neat story. Where do you guys live? Here in Wofford?
Yes
sir.
Do
you have a hard time getting a house for the whole family?
We lived in a FEMA camper at first, and then we went to a tiny house, and now we're in a little bit of a bigger house, but a lot of them aren't grown. We have a couple soldiers, NDSU students, Bismarck State College students. So.
You guys look too young to have kids that old. My goodness, how old are you? 40? Yeah. Gosh, good for you.
Don't tell.
What a neat story. Yeah, you don't look it. You're vibrant, and that's a great sign. This is a great community, isn't it?
Yes, it's awesome.
It's an awesome community.
Yeah. Well, good luck with this, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Stay in touch. Yeah, cool story. Really cool. All right. 701-258-0550 or text us at 701-237-1590. Question of the day is this. Should Republicans fight like Democrats? Did you get through most of the answers on that, Todd? Or you want me to tackle some more of these?
Where do you I got everything from the gun rights advocate Supreme Court ruling on downward has been covered. So if you start from there and go backward.
Got it. So here's my take on this. This audience wants Republicans to fight every bit as hard as Democrats. And they want to fight, they want them to fight like junkyard dogs. Okay? Now, I also believe the vast majority of this audience does not want us to become them, where we don't want to become corrupt like the Democrats are. The Democrats are corrupt. You can't have what's happening at the border. You can't have what's happening with our economy. You can't have the attack on the oil and gas industry like we do and not say there is a level of If corruption's the wrong word, you pick a different word. They're trying to destroy everything we care about. So I wouldn't ever want a Republican to get in the business of trying to destroy everything I care about. However, how they do what they do is pretty extraordinary because it's not messaged that way. This should be much more clear. And my sense from reading through these is that people are so frustrated, are so mad, are so of the opinion, throw the bums out, that Republicans don't have a long runway here. I think they think they're going to take back the Congress, the House, and the Senate in November. And I think they're going to, okay? Now, are they going to do it with a 20-seat margin or a 40-seat margin? Is it going to be like 94? I don't think so because there's just too many safe seats. But they're going to win the House back. I think that's a slam dunk. If they win the Senate back, the game is over. We have absolutely 100% shut down the Biden administration. Now, when that happens, in my mind, we should do everything the Democrats did to investigate everything they've done. That should be a promise. In other words, we should have our version of the January 6th commission, in my opinion. And I believe that's what people are saying when they're flooding us with text today to the answer to this question to say absolutely 100% yes. Rough math, Todd, how many people would you say in the text you've seen today in our question of the day, should Republicans fight like Democrats? It looks to me to be 80-20. Without
that sounds about right.
Yeah. So, I mean, people are mad. And, again, if Senator Kevin Cramer were here today or if he was here tomorrow, and I'm hoping Senator Hovind will be, I'm going to ask that question of them. But I know the answer from Senator Cramer because he's answered it before. And his answer was, we don't want to become them. And I agree with him. We don't want to become them. But we can fight like they do. Because they fight politically like junkyard dogs. Think Chuck Schumer and what he said about the Supreme Court justices. And ask yourself if Ted Cruz had said that, whether he'd be even still in the Senate, let alone the majority leader of the United States Senate. So I don't ever want a Republican senator up there saying what Chuck Schumer said. Ever, ever, ever. So that's my just summary on your feedback.
There's a lot of times whatever he says we, you know, be inclined to throw the other way anyway.
Exactly right.
Whatever the topic is.
Exactly right. MyPillow.com, one of our proud sponsors here, Let Freedom Ring Sale has started. We're not going to wait for the 4th of July. Up to 66% off everything. Let me repeat, up to 66% off everything. And even a better deal with the slippers now at their lowest price ever at $90 off. Holy buckets, is that a deal? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Check it out.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
On your mind, powered by Schwann Buick, GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. Of course, the new Buicks, GMCs, and of course, many of those over 75 pre-owned vehicles that are coming every day. More are coming every day, not 75 every day, but more are coming every day. I was trying to see how many are there right now. Well, if you click on SchwannBuickGMC.com, you can click on pre-owned and lifetime warranty vehicles, and they're showing 38 of them. And it's not just GMCs. If you want a Toyota Tacoma, for example, a Subaru Forester, a Chevy Tahoe, a Mazda CX-5, a Toyota RAV4, a Ford Edge. I mean, it could be a whole bunch of different. There are even F-150s and Silverados. Check it out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
10 before the top of the hour, a texter says, can you please give me that website again? The website actually for what they're talking about is for the Amazing Floors and More conversation we had with the Collins family. What a neat story. Is organizedfloors.com, organizedfloors.com, and their telephone number is 701-842-4352, 701-842-4352. That was Jim Collins that we talked to and his wife, and just a neat story there. So Amazing Floors and More, brand new operation downtown Watford City, North Dakota. So kind of cool. I love the story, you know. Isn't that cool, Todd? I mean, we're talking about, you know, coming out here for the oil thing, getting out of the flooring business, taking a break, and then starting a business. I mean, that's I love it. I just absolutely love those kind of stories. Michael Raybar is our last guest of the program today, 9 before the top of the hour. And Michael Raybar is the... it's actually Dr. Michael Raybar. Todd, I blew that one, didn't I?
Assistant. You may not be the first, by the way.
My apologies to Dr. Michael Raybar, Assistant Director of Online Admissions for Undergraduate. I'm going to talk a little about the undergraduate online degrees that they have at the University of Mary. And did you know the University of Mary has a campus in Watford City, North Dakota, in the Rough Rider Center? Dr. Raybar, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you? All right.
Oh, almost there.
He's almost there.
Going to put one more quarter in the payphone. And
Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well.
It's Dr. Mike to you, Scott.
Sorry.
No, it's not doctor at all.
No, we were just talking about that, how, and thankfully you're like one of those that doesn't absolutely positively need to be referred to as doctor. Some do,
no,
some don't.
No, one, because I don't have the degree, and two, because my wife does, so...
Oh, she's doctor. Okay.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And she's also at the University of Mary, Todd. Did you know that?
She is.
I did not.
Yeah, yes. Rebecca Raybar. Yeah. Dr. Rebecca. Did she ask that you call her Dr. Rebecca at home, or how does that work?
Well, it depends on what the conversation is.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
So how's the Watford City campus for you, Mary, working out?
You know, there's a lot of workforce development training going on up there now on a consistent basis, so we're really happy about that.
And I don't know how many people know that, but it's actually in the Rough Rider Center. I mean, it's just absolutely mm-hmm. beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful yeah. location.
Yeah, right when you walk in that main entrance, I think they've still got our sign right up in the door there, and the classroom that we use is right inside the door, too. So.
No, that's a bricks and mortar campus like Bismarck is and Fargo is and other locations, you know, Phoenix, Arizona, Tempe, rather. But the growing area in higher ed is really online undergraduate degrees. Tell us what we need to know about what U of Mary has going on these days with online undergraduate degrees, Mike.
Yeah, so, you know, it's so easy to complete an undergraduate degree. I mean, people who maybe started their program with us at Mary and stepped away for whatever reason, or maybe they even started at another college or university, we can help them complete that degree, taking a look at their previous study, doing free transcript evaluations, and bringing that study in for them and helping them to complete it.
How long does it take?
It'll depend a lot on how much previous study they do have. So it's kind of variable on this undergraduate degree. But, you know, I've seen anybody complete a degree in as little as one term, like 3 or 4 months. And there are some people where it takes a little longer, maybe a couple of years. But our accelerated classes are set up in such a way that they're designed for working adults. So they're taking, for the most part, 5-week classes, one class at a time. They work with a student success advisor who helps them term to term to complete the degree. And we see them through. We make sure they finish that degree, and then we make sure they walk at commencement, too. We want to see them get that degree.
And most of these people are working at some other profession at the same time they're doing this, right?
Oh, without question. And the reason I'm seeing now that a lot of people are coming to us for this degree completion is they're needing or wanting something to get promoted or taking on some additional responsibilities at their job. And they're getting support from their employers to do so, you know, for two reasons. Sometimes the employers are very good about helping them with paying for their degree. And also, employers know that happy employees equal retention. So if they're going to get a degree and be able to step up in that job position, they're going to keep working there. So it's a big workforce plug for the employer and for us.
How do folks find out more about it? umary.edu, and I believe there's a promo code Scott to waive the application fee. Am I right?
Waive the application fee. You can call 701-355-8030. If it's an undergraduate degree completion person, they're probably going to be talking with me. That's primarily who I work with. And I'll talk them through all the steps and help them get that degree that they're looking for.
So umary.edu, remember the promo code Scott, then the application fee is waived, or call 701-355-8030. Dr. Raver, ha ha ha, say hi to Rebecca. Thanks for the time today. All right, good to talk to you. That's a wrap, folks. God bless you from Watford City, North Dakota, First International Bank of Trust. See you tomorrow.
It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in a sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.